Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how y'all doing today? Y'all doing all right? My name is Minister Christopher Olson, and our episode for today is Do You Think a Woman Should Be in the Pulpit? Looking for callers to call in. I want to thank God for right now for the opportunity to share with you guys about this matter. I'm looking for some suggestions about this topic. Can somebody call in and talk about it? Give me a few seconds to set up. All right, now and everything. Okay. How y'all doing, guys?
No, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight, founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it. Father, I stretch. Come on. You know you're happy. Go ahead. Hey. Hey.
Hello, this is me again. Sorry about that. We're just now getting set up. This is my first show. So we're looking for callers to call in about what do you think about a woman being in the pulpit. The number, again, is 929-477-2328. Please give us a call with any information about this topic that you'd like to talk about on the radio. First of all, like I was saying, give honor to God as first in my life. And we want to get established here with you guys to talk to more about this subject. I'm on live chat right now. You can chat with me online and everything. We just want to thank God and praise God for this opportunity right now for this show. We're still looking for some callers to call in. Feel free to talk about it. Well, my next topic that I want to talk about on my next episode is about Donald Trump and his campaign. I know this is a Christian radio station, but we wanted to talk about his campaign. What do you think about his campaign or anything? Just feel free to call me on about this topic. Again, the number is 929-477-2328. Please feel free to call me, please. We are trying to get feedback from you guys to see what's going on and everything about this thing. Please give us your feedback. Again, we are looking for callers to call in. And here we're going to have Trinity Apparitional Choir about to come to you on the radio for a moment while I talk to one of these callers. Thank you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry about that. I'm back again. The topic that we're talking about should want to be allowed in the pulpit. My opinion on that, I think that a woman should be allowed in the pulpit, but I'm thinking that if they are going to be in the pulpit, they should be appropriately dressed, and they should be appropriately divided the word of God in a matter of sense that people can get to what they are talking about and everything. It says in the scripture, if you look at it, we're looking at this certain scripture. I think it's Second Timothy. I'm going to get clarification about it right now. We're getting clarification about it right now. I think it is 1 Timothy. We're getting clarification right now. We start read off to connection is going a little bit too slow. I think it's 1 Timothy, the second chapter, the 13th verse. It speaks about the 1 Timothy, the second chapter, and the 12th verse. But I suffer not a woman to teach or to sub authority over the man, but to be in silence. This right here was talking about, I think that they was trying to say in this pertinent scripture that women shouldn't be able to teach a man anything, but a woman should be silent and everything. But it said in the Word of God, before I go further, I am aware that it may refute this commentary, but you set a woman back 50 years when we sang this, 1 Timothy, the second chapter, the 12th verse. We set a woman back in the 50th centuries, about this. I think that women should be allowed in the pulpit. They should be ordained elders. They should be able to do what they needed to do in the pulpit, but to a certain extent, but rightly dividing the word of God, getting a point out there and everything. Please, we're looking for callers right now. We're trying to get people to call. Can somebody just call us right quick on this matter on 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy, the second chapter and the 12th verse? We were talking about these things. We have some women that are very famous in the clergy arena and everything. Does anybody know her name? The one that is famous. And I'd like to give a shout out today. It's my fat brother's birthday, to Kenneth White. Happy birthday, big bro. Wish you many more to come. And everything, but we want to thank you right now. We want to thank you right now for that, everything. We are about to call a guest on the phone. To get their opinion, because they want to talk about this opinion with us. Hold on while we call this person right quick. the domino right now.
Hello?
Hey, how are you doing, Adrian? Are you doing all right?
Who's this?
This is Minister Christopher Alston. I'm calling you for a revelation of truth for Christopher Alston. We are talking about women in the pulpit today. Do you have any suggestion about that?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay. Well, we're just calling you just to find out if you had any suggestion about that. Hold on, I have another caller. Thank you.
Bye.
Hello, how are you doing?
Somebody call.
A caller just had give us a call just a while ago, but the call was dropped. Can you please call us back again? We're sorry about that. I'll see if I can call you or anything. Please call back. We're sorry that the call was dropped. So, all right. Well, we're back again talking about 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter and the 12th verse, about how a woman should not be over a man, should not talk or teach a man anything. But we were saying this a while ago that it set women back in 50 years and everything about this matter. I believe that they can preach in the pulpit and teach in the pulpit, but you have some ministers some pastors that don't allow them to come in the pulpit at all, and I think that's wrong for treating them like that, because we are all God's children, and we are all equal in God's eyesight. So I think that we should allow them to come into the pulpit, not to downcast them or anything of that nature. But you have some people that don't want them there. Let's go back to talking about Adam and Eve, how Eve deceived Adam. Do you think that's one of the reasons why pastors and people saying that they shouldn't be allowed in the pulpit? They shouldn't be allowed, they shouldn't be trusted, or anything in that nature. What's your input about that? I'm still waiting on that caller to call about this topic. We had dropped call when we were so sorry. We had dropped your call. Can you please call back again? We would like to hear from you. You can email me or something. I only have 17 minutes left to scream about this topic. While we wait for this call to call back, we are going to play Jordan River by myself on the air right now, waiting for this caller to call back, okay? All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Mama, she'll be waiting. She can't help me to cross. Mama, she'll be waiting. She can't help me.
Let's go.
I'm by
Hello?
Yeah, Kim, this is Chris.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Chris.
Who is this?
This is Chris.
Huh?
This is Chris.
Huh?
This is Chris. Kim, this is Chris.
Hello?
How you doing? Yeah, Kim.
Hi,
this is Chris. Yeah.
Why you got a different number?
Where you
at? You living in Atlanta or something?
Kim, I got you on the air. Oh, my God. Kim, I have you on the air. This is Christopher Olson with Revelation of Truth. How are you doing?
Fine.
Good. I'm calling you because I need your input. About, do you think women should be allowed in the pulpit?
Yes, I do think ladies should be allowed in the pulpit.
Okay, I mean, why do you think that?
Because God don't just anoint men, he anoint women and men. He said he pour out his anointing upon all flesh, sons and daughters.
Okay, so what do you think about First Timothy, the second chapter and the 13th verse, or 12th verse? Well, it speaks about women should have no authority over man.
What say it again?
It's 1 Timothy, the second chapter, and the 12th verse. Where it says, but I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet.
Well, it's saying that men is the head, but still, it's not saying that they can't preach. It's not pretty much saying they can't preach. Men is the head, but they can't be like in control of you and tell you like you got to do this, and if you don't do this, I'm gonna do something to you or something like that. They just the head. If you married to them, they're the head over you. Like if they the pastor of the church, then you know they over you, but they can't be like where. If they tell you something, if you do that, then you discipline or something like that. They just say, hey, that's the way God made it. Because who came first? The man came first. Then woman came. Adam came first. That's what he's saying. It's just to give structure. But it's not to put women down or anything. Because if you marry to a man, he is the head of the house, but she's not behind him. She's beside him, but she's his helpmate. She got to help make him what God wants him to be. Because a lot of times, a lot of men, they do good before they get married, but when they get married, they move into their destiny. You know what I'm saying? That lady is supposed to help push them farther to do more stuff for God and, you know, help them be more successful.
So
that's
okay.
Why they help me.
Yeah, that's understandable. That's understandable, but... I'm thinking that women should be allowed in the pulpit, but they should be
Women should be allowed in the pulpit.
But they should be able to rightly divide the word of God, correct?
Yes, they should.
Yes.
Be able to explain it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's when God comes in. They have to read their Bible and ask God to give them the wisdom and knowledge.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
to be able to preach. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But, okay, well, I thank you for your opinion and everything. You have a blessed day, okay?
Wait, hello?
Yeah, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll talk to you later. You have a blessed day, okay?
All right. All right, bye.
All right, thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay, well, we see that she was talking about that situation and everything. I was still looking for other feedbacks to come in so we can talk about this. Do you think women should be in the pulpit? 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, the 12 to 13 verse. Still looking for callers, okay? But here we go back again. I'm going to put Minister Christopher Alston, Jordan River, back on so your guys can have this audio clip. Thank you. I'll be right back. Why is they not playing? I think my headphones. They keep my headphones on, so nobody won't hear what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. But this thing is not acting right. What happened? Oh my God, what happened? What happened? Oh, my God. Are you serious? What the heck?
You
log again?
Mm-hmm. I get back with certain counties. You have to do it again.
But I'm still online.
I know.
Oh my God, no. Oh my God, are you serious? I can't go through my life right now. Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry for what happened, for technical difficulties. We're still talking about, do you think women should be in the pulpit? We already discovered that they should be in the pulpit and they should be allowed to preach the word of God. I only have 2 minutes left, so I'm just going to take time and thank you guys for listening. This is my first time doing this, so if I have any errors, please forgive me for all the errors that I have done. I'm going to end this program with singing, with our prayer. We are about to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come, humble as we know how, asking you for your grace and your mercy. Even though this is my first live broadcast, Heavenly Father, we ask you, Heavenly Father, that we continue to open up doors that was
that the enemy had for us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we actually continue to open that door, Heavenly Father. Lord, even though the enemy is trying to block us and trying to hinder us, we still counting and depending on your holy and righteous name, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you right now, Father, we thank you for these guests that was in here today. Thank you for Kim speaking her opinion about the show. And Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'm going to leave you with this. I came to tell you what Jesus said about Trinity Inspirational Mass Choir.
Anybody give me, Lord, but Jesus found you, and you Can't help me to cry.